Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight roller clown.
Who is that?
Put that out.
How did you get in here?
I came in through the rear door, and I walked in through the window, and I flew in behind a very sweet fly.
A what?
A sweet fly that let me in the door, a sweet one.
I don't know who you are, but, well, since you're here, welcome to Inner Sight. What can you do?
I can act stupid.
All right. We know that already. Now, what else can you do?
I could tell some jokes.
Tell some jokes?
Yeah. You know, I went to college.
You went to college? Is that why you're so dumb?
Yeah. I went in one door and out the other.
Oh, yes. Dumb you.
Yeah, I went to school stupid and I came out the same way.
Will you cut that out? You have a name?
You just make up any name. I don't care what name you call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. Call me any name you want.
All right. I'll call you Turtle.
Turtle?
Yeah. Well, that thing you got on your head, they can't see you, but he has a turtle shell. Where'd you get that hat?
Oh, I got a friend of mine. He gave it to me. He had to run 3 blocks to get away from the cops.
Oh, he stole it, huh?
Well, he didn't really steal it. He just borrowed it, you know. And, some old lady was walking down the street and he
Will you cut that out? Taking hats from old lady. What's the matter with you? Now listen, Turtle. It's the Inner Sight Frolics. And we do all kinds of weird. Tonight we got Lauren Hardy going to tell us about the artificial intelligence. Got that on. Louie will be here later, hopefully, if we can get him on the line. We don't have an engineer, by the way. So don't try to call in. Unless you call the Inner Sight line, and I'll have to relate your comments to the world.
Oh, I want to call the Inner Sight line.
You don't have to call the Inner Sight line. You're all right here.
Oh.
Now listen, Turtle. Just behave yourself and don't interfere with the show. You hear me?
Oh, I wouldn't interfere. I like the show Inner Sight. Yeah. Oh, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Vacuum.
Oh, you know about that, huh?
Oh, yeah, the Akita. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond.
Oh, that's pretty good. Thank you for that. And,
Big East, Akita Rescue, and Verizon.net.
Boy, are you a regular listener?
Oh, yeah. I climb up in a tree every night from 8 to 9, and I listen to the show up on the tree.
Up a tree? I had a bus driver who used that expression. I got on the bus, and I didn't have my fare at the time. I was living upstate. And I gave him a ticket, and he said, "This is an old ticket." He said, "You're putting me up a tree." I said, "Well, you make believe you're a bear."
See, I got another commercial. You want me to do it?
Go ahead.
Third Eye Insight, Third Eye, Fernandez. Devin Fernandez, 631. 4453464, Devin Fernandez.
Heard that right from the turtle. All right, we're brought to you by the Islet Cleaners, thank you very much for donating to InnerSight and the Kennedy Realty in Islet, the 631-888-1186. All right, Turtle, you know any more?
Oh, I know about the Able News. Read Able News, Able News Online. For 30 years they've been around. Yeah, they're really cool. Able News. And to just get a free subscription, they got experts in there. Experts. Make different articles with experts.
All right.
Yeah. Angela Melanie, very nice lady. Angela Melanie, the boss. He's the boss, all right.
All right, Turtle. Thanks for the Able News.
Oh, they got a calendar of events. And my favorite is the personal column, where you could find a boyfriend over there or a girlfriend. Or just a plain old friend. Personal column, ablenews.com.
All right. InnerSight rollicks tonight, and no music, no engineer. We have been abandoned, yet the show goes on. All right. Now, we've all heard of this AI. All right, artificial insemination. I mean artificial intelligence. And, you know, the artificial stuff is what's been causing all the trouble in this world. So people, I don't know why they accept artificial intelligence. I don't. There's no substitute for the human brain. And, can you imagine Lauren Hardy with the artificial intelligence? Oh, cut that out. Say, Ollie, what are we going to do? We have a new job. A new job? Well, what is it? We're going to be AI inspectors. A what? AI inspector. Now, what's that stand for? AI, artificial intelligence. Well, now, wait a minute. Think I'm going to make my brain artificial? You're crazy. No. They do it with a computer, see? You say something to the computer, and they tell you the answer. Oh, and how are we going to pay the rent? Wait a minute. Let me turn on the computer first. That noise. It's warming up. To warm up its brain because it's artificial. Sounds like it wants to play the trumpet. All right, now go ahead. Ask that question. AI, how are we going to pay the rent? With money, pay the rent with money, honey, with money. You see what I mean? Telling you how you're going to pay the rent. Yeah, but wait a minute, Ollie. Where are we going to get the money from? Whew! Where are we going to get the money from, Ollie? They going to tell us that? Well, I don't know. Ask him. Hey, AI, where did we get the money from?
Go to the bank. Go to the bank and get it. Go to the bank. Go to the bank.
From the bank. We're going to get money from the bank. Well, what do you do? Just walk in the bank and say, let me have the money for the rent? Well, ask the AI. The AI, how do I get the money from the bank?
Well, you get a fellow with a car outside, and then you go in and you grab the money and you run out and jump in the car and go.
Now, wait a minute. How stupid is that? Hey, Ollie, they're telling us to rob the bank. Artificial intelligence. Well, I don't know how intelligent it is, but it sure is artificial. If you think that I'm going to drive that car, you're crazy. Well, maybe we ought to get some stupid guy to drive it. Well, don't look at me. That's it. You drive. I'll go in the bank and try to get the money. Now, ask the AI about that. The AI... Well, what do you think if Ollie drives the car if I drive the car, that is, and Ollie goes in the bank and get the money?
Well, Ollie can't go in the bank. He won't be able to fit through the door.
Did you hear that? I heard it. Who dare you insult my intelligence? He's not insulting your intelligence. He's insulting your belly. My belly. What about this AI? I've got an idea. Let's go down to the nearest office building and we'll apply for an AI inspection job. Well, don't you have to know how it operates? Well, of course, we know how it operates. Ask a question and you get an answer. Now, come along, Stanley. What do you mugs want down here? We want to... apply for the job like you got in the window there. AI inspectors. AI inspectors? What do you know about intelligence? You look like the biggest moron I ever saw. And he's even bigger than you. Well, I've got a friend, Shirley, who's bigger than you. Will you cut that out? AI. All right, let's see how smart you are. How do you set this AI up to give us information on all the latest scientific data and the weather and the incorporation of the outer extremity of the perforated aphareus? What'd you say? I don't know. You don't know. Wait a minute, I got an idea. Say, AI, can you give me the information on the perforated aphareus of the weather of the insubordination of the outer extremity? I don't have that information. Well, you see? You see how smart it is? Even when he doesn't know, he's going to tell you the truth. He hasn't got the information. He's got it. You just don't know how to work it. Now, wait a minute. Adjust this intermedia with the outer extremity of the perforation of the innervation. What's he talking about, Ollie? I don't know. Now, here we go. All right, AI, give us the information we're looking for.
Oh, I go down 4 blocks, turn left, and walk straight, and watch where you're going, and
You come to the nearest bar. There it is, the nearest bar. I told you he'd get you there. What are we going to do over there?
The nearest bar where you'll find Joe Fensterblau.
Somebody call me Joe Fensterblau. I wasn't in the nearest bar. I was in the furthest bar. All right. That would be stupid, wouldn't it? Artificial information. Why do people want to have artificial? Why don't they have the real thing? I mean, come on. There's enough artificial stuff in this world. You don't need any more. Yeah, now I heard they're going to have some kind of special charger for the new phone coming out. See, every year they want you to get a new phone. See how they make money? They're going to tell you that the old phone is no good anymore. Well, I'm not getting a new phone. I'm keeping this phone. Now, what do you think of that? Well, now go ahead. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine Jackie Gleason, the old Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason, Art Carney, and Audrey Meadows, Joyce Randolph, and imagine if Norton had a computer. Wouldn't that be a riot? I think it would be so funny. And take one of the episodes. I don't know. Where Ralph gets a letter, a postcard from the IRS, see? And now everything's on computer. And Norton comes down and Ralph says, well, what am I going to do? They're investigating me. And Norton says, well, what are you getting excited about, Ralph? Don't worry. This is the modern day. He goes, you know, this is the modern day. It's not like the old days where you got to figure it all out. May I serve you with my magic carpet? I have it right here, Ralph. It's called the laptop. You mean laptop. That's what I said, the laptop. There it is. Now, let's see. Let me see the letter you got. Here it is. Come on, what are you doing? According to this route, you have to report to the office to a Mr. Putter tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. That's right. Thanks to modern-day technology, you don't have to go. What do you mean I don't have to go? What do you mean I'll be in big trouble, Norton? No, you won't, Ralph. I'll send it to him to the laptop. Laptop. Now, let's see. Access code 4017-18, tax number 18-35. Insubordination number 587. Oh, by the way, Ralph, down everything on your taxes. Of course I did. Well, I don't know. Maybe I left some things out. Come to think of it, some of the big items I forgot. Like the horse with the clock in its stomach. Wait a minute. You put that down on the laptop. Horse with clock in stomach. Woo! Cut that out. Woo! Are you a maniac or something? Let's see. Horse with clock in stomach. And then with the three-legged race, $85. Three-legged race, $85. That's a big item. They're going to be after that boy to attack you on that one. Put that down the laptop. Laptop. Will you cut that out? Come on, Norton. This is serious. Don't worry, Ralph. The time I'm through with you, I'll be able to visit you every weekend in jail.
Gah!
I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to scare you. Let's see. $85, three-legged race, lip top.
What? Lip top? What is the matter with you?
That's a laptop. So I said, Rob, lip top. Now, let's see. Put that in there. $85, three-legged race, and all-night poker game, $85. What's that mean? The emergency alarm, Ralph. See what it says. Candidate is in big trouble. Must report immediately to the nearest federal agent, government, FBI, for reincarceration.
What? I'm doomed, Norton. I'm doomed.
Don't worry, Ralph. Don't worry. I got a good lawyer in the lip top. The lip top lawyer. Lip top lawyer. Who is it? Sam Wiggum. Sam Wiggum. Yeah, wait a minute. He put his address in here. If I can find him there. Sam Wiggum, formerly Sam the Man, formerly Sam Higgum, formerly Gangster Sam, has been evicted and deported. Imagine the computer giving out all crazy information like that. I tell you, man. I don't have too much faith in these computers, you know. Lately I've had to yell at my computer. You know, I got Siri in it, you know. Some girl, I don't even know who she is, but the girl's voice anyway. And it doesn't always work. You push the button to hi Siri, and then you have to push it again and yell at her, and then sometimes it goes off. You don't know what's going on, and I tell you, it's especially bad if you're lost on a cold winter night with ice all around you. You don't know where you are. You're trying to get this thing to work. I wouldn't depend on it. Depend more on a horse or my dog. All right, Inner Sight. No phones tonight, by the way. You want to call? Go ahead. Call the Inner Sight number. Say what you want. 631-224-3090. And my engineer, I don't know what happened to her. She's supposed to call me tonight, but she totally washed out. Oh, by the way, Sweet Pepper Treat is off tonight. Personal reasons. All right, Inner Sight. We have a special guest tonight on Inner Sight. A guest that you've heard me talk about many, many times. Right here in the studio, and he's going to talk about the school. You know, it's time, a couple of weeks, you got to go back to school, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great honor and privilege to introduce my long childhood friend. There he is, Jimmy Dinnick.
Ah, hiya, Frank. Frankie, are you Frankie from Miss Ma a long time ago? Miss Ma in the Braille class? That's not you, is it?
That's me, Jimmy.
Oh, now you're on the radio. You're a big shot, huh? You think who the hell you are, huh?
Well, Jimmy, no, I don't think like that.
Well, I think who the hell you are. Yeah, who the hell are you anyway, Jimmy?
Watch your language on the air. Yeah, all right. I watch my language. How am I going to watch my language? I'm blind, you stupid idiot. Will you cut that out? Now, listen. Do you remember when you were little, younger, you know, when you were a kid? Well, I think you're still a kid in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I'm still a kid. I got the kid mentality. I got the white hair and the dirty shirt and everything.
Well, when you were a kid, and it was time to go back to school, well, what happened? Did were you happy?
No, I wasn't happy. I was miserable. Absolute miserable. I hated school. I didn't want to go back to school. On the first day of school, I hid behind the steps in across the street, behind the steps, and they couldn't find me, and they had to get the police dog out, and the police dog found me, a sweet dog. Woof, woof, woof. Will you cut that out? Woof, woof, woof. Jimmy, woof, woof, woof.
You mean they had to get a police dog to find you?
Yeah, police dog and policeman and they found me and they said, Jimmy, what are you doing over there? The bus is coming to take you to school. You gotta go to school, you stupid idiot. I said, no, I don't want to go to school. I want to stay home. I want to go out and play ball. I want to play ball. Yeah. I don't want to go to no school. I'm tired. I just the whole summer I was out of school. It was beautiful. Now I got to go get miserable.
Well, what did your mother say?
She didn't do nothing. She wanted me to go to school. She said, Jimmy, you got to go to school. You can't stay home. I'll get in trouble. They'll lock me up in jail, Jimmy, if you don't go to school.
Oh,
wait a minute. You mean tell me I got to put you in jail and you won't be able to bother me no more? Jimmy, stop that. How dare you talk that way to your mother?
Well, no, and maybe you go in jail, Ma, and they give you good bologna sandwiches in there. Good bologna, yeah. And with bologna with butter on white bread, and you eat that up, and it's really good.
How do you know?
Because one time from school, we went to visit the jail. Yeah, and there was a guy in there, and we were talking weird, and he said, yeah, come here, kid, come over here. What's your name, kid?
And Jimmy, yeah, I'm visiting from school and went to the jail and
get over here, hey kid, come here. You got any money on you, kid?
Yeah, I got no money. And he was all acting weird and stupid. And the guard came over and said, all right, leave that kid alone. What do you think you're doing? Get back in there. Come on, kid.
And the guard had to protect me. That guy was stupid and weird. He was going to do something weird. I don't know what he was going to do, Ma. But he had a bologna sandwich. Hey, kid, you want a sandwich? Get over here.
No, I don't want no sandwich. I got to go by my teacher. Well, that's how I know about the jail, they give you good sandwiches in there. Yeah, one time my friend was in jail down in Florida. They caught him. He was blind. He was singing on the in Florida in the Disney park. And they came with a big chair and they took him and they put him down in the pen. Yeah. And he had to go to court and everything. Then they let him go. But that's a true story. Jimmy, I don't want to go to jail. Go to school, please.
Jimmy, your teacher is here. Miss Ma.
Miss Ma? Miss Ma came down here to see me because I won't go to school?
Yeah, she wants you to go to school, Jimmy. You got to go back to school.
Now, Jimmy, don't give me a hard time because Mr. Kramer's very upset because you won't come back to school. The summer is over, and you can't stay here behind the steps and hide like this.
Yeah.
Now, just come on out, and I'll drive you to school. You won't have to take the bus. I have to go anyway. Come on now. Miss Ma, Miss Ma, you know how to drive?
Of course I know how to drive.
Well, is there any gas in the car, Miss Ma? We got gas?
Of course we have gas, Jimmy. Now just come on.
No, I don't want to go to school. I don't like school. It's stupid. I don't want to go there. School wants to make me smart. I don't want to be smart. I want to be stupid. Jimmy, stop talking like that. You don't want to be stupid. You want to grow up and be very intelligent, don't you?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, you grew up, but you're still stupid.
Thanks, Frankie. I'm on Frankie's radio show, Miss Ma. Miss Ma, you're still alive? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I wonder if she could hear me in the, under the grave. Would you cut that out? She's actually going to hear you like that. I wonder if she died. Miss Ma died. Oh, cut that out. Now listen, Jimmy. Even though you didn't go to school and they had to bring you back to the school there and everything, did you learn anything in school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I learned a lot. One of the biggest things I learned is how to take gum off the bottom of a chair. Oh, shut up. Get him out of here. Get him out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Jimmy Dinigan interview, and he's too old now to go back to school. Well, they say you're never too old, but I don't think Jimmy's going to go to school this year. No. All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and let's see, what else? Oh, Louie, I gotta try to call Louie. Try to call him on the telly. Let me see if I can dig up Louie's number here. Oh, here it is. All right. Cool, Louie. What else we got on Inner Sight? Oh, the friendly philosopher, the disabled friendly philosopher. Of course. Boy, you hear all the goings on now with the all the guys who, I don't think we have any women this year, but all the guys who want to be president. See? You got one guy, and they're calling him Fatso Fogarty. You know, he comes down the, you know, the one guy got up and gave a speech. He said, some kids are short, some kids are tall. Fatso Fogarty comes down the whole wall to wall. And the governor got very insulted. How dare you talk that way about me? I've lost weight. Oh, well, anybody out there, the governor lost weight. Help him. He's got to find it. Will you cut that out? What kind of a thing is that to say? Well, listen. Now, a lot of people are saying, Governor, sir, that you're too fat to get into the White House. Now, is that true? I mean, I don't know the length or the width of the door. Maybe the AI will know. Artificial intelligence. Wait till I get the info on it. Hello there, AI. This is Inner Sight. Is Governor Crisp too fat to get in the White House? What happened? I think the AI had a brain hemorrhage. He can't answer the question. Artificial insemination. I mean, artificial intelligence. AI, can you give us the answer? Is Crispy too fat to get in the White House? Uh-oh. I think we better call a pernicious engineer. Pernicious engineer to help the AI because he's having a hard time answering the question, can Fatso get into the White House? All right, yeah. And you got all these conflicts going on now. Oh, Donald Duck. How about this? Donald Duck. Now, years ago, Donald Duck arrested yours truly. That's a true story, you know. Yeah. I was singing in the Disney park. My stupid girlfriend, I hope Mary's not listening. My stupid girlfriend told me, go sing in Disney Park, you'll make money. And I got arrested. Donald Duck arrested me. They came in with a big chair. And they gave me a nice ride. And Donald Duck. So now, history repeats itself. Donald Duck is suing Governor Sanchez. for some money that he was supposed to get them or pay. I think it's too complicated. So the lawyers for the Disney want Donald Duck to testify in the court. They want him to come in. Will you cut that off? And they'll have to. Can you imagine Donald Duck coming into the courtroom and the clerk says, "Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you, God, Ducky?" and the lawyer for Sanchez, of course, is. He's got a whole group of Spanish lawyers. Fly to the Spanish lawyers. And, Your Honor, we cannot have a decision here to object to the doctor testifying in there because they don't need it. And the judge said, what did you say? And the Spanish lawyer, I'm going to give it over to my colleague, he's speaking the English. And the colleague gets up and he goes, and the judge says, what's going on here? They don't want Donald Duck to testify, see, on behalf of Disney. And the Donald Duck, We were able to confiscate a copy of Donald Duck's testimony. Now here it is. he said that Disney is owed the money because Donald Duck lost some feathers. He lost feathers. Over stress, over the fact that Disney lost the money and Donald Duck couldn't go to the feather doctor, so he woo! Will you cut that? Give me that, Michael. He lost some feathers, and then the duckies all they didn't get enough duck food, so they lost weight. The poor things, and now all the ducks are protesting the fact that Disney didn't get their money. And Donald wants his cousin to testify, Mickey.
Rogan.
His cousin Mickey.
Duck Rogan.
What?
Take the ducks to swan and give them Duck Rogan.
He wants Mickey to testify too. And Sanchez's lawyer gets up and says, this is your honor, it's a highly regulator. Regulator is in the Mickey Mouse, the Charles Duck, the school, the mini Mercado Redondo. Boy, am I going to get some nasty letters in a sight. All right, and we will bring you the trial alive with Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Disney and Governor Sanchez in the coming months when the trial takes place. We will be there live to bring you the exclusive tape. Thank you very much. This is Inside. All right. You won't hear that kind of thing anywhere else. Donald Duck and Disney and who else is on Disney? One other character. There must be a whole bunch of them, right? On Disney. Snow White will be there. Will you cut that out? The seven dwarfs.
Let us in or we'll break down the courtroom.
Will you stop that? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs will be testifying on behalf of Walt Disney. All right, Inner Sight, and see if we can call Louie, if we can get him online. All right, you'll have to... Excuse us, world, because we're going to have to break the station, and you'll hear some silence because we don't have an engineer. So we're going to have to 843 New York. Let's see if we can get Louie, the lip, on Inner Sight, and stand by. All right, stand by. We're going to see if we can get Louie on the air. We had to go to another line for this because we don't have an engineer, so we got to improvise. All right, stand by, world, stand by. Hey, Louie the Lip on Inner Sight. Tonight, and how you doing, Lou?
I feel good all over. And then Frank Perino, my buddy, on a Friday night.
Yeah, you feel good all over. That's good.
So,
what's up? We were having some fun. We were just talking about the big trial that's going to come up with Governor Sanchez and Walt Disney, and Donald Duck is going to be there.
Wow. Walt Disney.
And Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse, that's it. Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
are going to be there.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
What happened to those engineers, Suzanne and the other one?
I don't know. I'm all alone tonight. I don't know what happened to Suzanne. I hope she didn't die. I hope she's still there. For you never know with her where she is or what she's doing.
I thought I'm filling in for Suzanne. I fell in for her.
That's it. Hey, we got some music on here. How do you like that? Hold on. In a sight, we got music.
Yeah.
So, listen. Now, wait a minute. I got a good idea, see. Can you make believe that you're Suzanne?
Yeah.
Can you act stupid or something or what?
Yeah.
All right. So if you were Suzanne now, and let's say I asked you a question. What'd you have for dinner?
Huh?
What'd you have for dinner?
At soup. Chicken noodle soup. I had a hot dog. Yeah.
Hot dog and soup? What'd you
yeah.
have, mustard with sauerkraut and all that?
No, just onions.
Oh, onions. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So now I want you to act like Suzanne. Now remember, what would she say? Oh, did you tell us how you went to the doctor, like Suzanne.
Oh, don't let Suzanne hear this.
Tell us how you went to the doctor and you went in the wrong door and you couldn't get in. And the wheelchair broke down. Go ahead. Yeah. What else happened?
Hey, you know why? Because my name is Chrissy from the Connie and Chrissy show.
That's
I want to give out the pretty beautiful love drops to the ladies and kissy, kissy, kissy.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
I still want you to be Suzanne, though.
Yeah.
You get all dressed up, and then
yeah.
and then you can't
yeah.
get on. You can't get on the bus. You can't get on the bus because you can't fit.
Uh-huh.
And the bus breaks down.
Yep.
And you don't get there. Oh, and then you forgot to eat. So you have an attack. Yeah, that's Suzanne having an attack. I forgot my drugs. I forgot to take my medicine.
Hi, everybody. My name is Suzanne, and welcome to Inner Side.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Good.
My Frank, I'm talking about Suzanne. Suzanne, she says, she sounds like Suzanne in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I'll be disguised as Suzanne Rossi Ferrero.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you, Suzanne, did you, you take your marijuana today?
No marijuana.
Did you take any?
No.
Well, is that why you're acting so stupid? You didn't take.
Cuckoo.
You didn't take the marijuana. Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's
see.
Right.
What else does she do that? Oh, she don't shut up. She never shuts up.
Yeah.
She's always blabbering, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, listen. We need. How about a good song about Suzanne? You got any songs that would be good for her?
I gotta pick a song. I don't know what song she like.
Yeah, anyone. Pick a song.
No puedo olvidar aquella noche a la despertar. Esa Roma en tan bello surgió entre los otros dos.
Yeah.
That stands for Strangers in the Night. No puedo
oh,
olvidar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Strangers in the Night, yeah. That's her.
Yeah.
Stranger in the Night. But she goes out during the day.
Yeah.
Oh, can you sing that in Spanish?
I got to learn, and I don't remember the words. I could get it right.
Strangers in the night.
No puedo olvidar.
Exchanging glances.
Exchanging glasses, go ahead.
Wondering in the night.
Wondering in the night.
What were our chances?
Chances.
We'd be sharing love.
I'd be sharing love.
Before the night was
through.
Something in your eyes looks so stupid.
No.
Something in your glasses were so dirty.
Get out of here, Frank. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Something in my heart tells me I better not or I should. Strangers in the night.
No puedo olvidar.
Two lonely people who were strangers in the night. Up until the time up until the time your fat ass was mine. I mean, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing.
Yeah.
Dance away, and ever since that night, I still hate you.
Yeah.
No love at first sight.
No lo puedo olvidar.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out right.
Turn out right.
For strangers in the night. All right, insight.
Yeah.
That was a good song, man. I like that song.
Tell me about it, yeah.
Huh?
Tell me about it. Suzanne, yeah. I'm thinking about you and thinking about you on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, man. Yeah. You know any good jokes? Can you tell a joke in Spanish?
Yeah. A tres patines. Yo quiero más cinco. Que otra vez no el policía de tres patines.
Sí.
Aquí te fue el arombo que está lleno, mamá. Yo no quiero hablar
sí. Now what, translate that into English. What does it say?
Tres Patines, a show I watched on Telemundo back in the 70s.
Oh.
The Cuban police officer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Be funny?
Yeah, I used to watch that years ago.
Was that a funny show?
Tres Patines, yeah.
Oh, Cuban cop.
Leopoldo Fernandez.
Oh, I never heard of that show.
I heard that show years ago. You don't know Spanish. I was watching it.
Do you speak Spanish?
A little bit. I watch it. Novela, nah.
All right. Insight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. You go over there, you get some good food. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Rochelle, the owners.
Where's it located?
Belport, New York.
Yeah, I know. That makes me hungry.
Yeah, well, one of these days we're going to go over there. We'll go over there. I'll take you over.
That's so expensive.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
What?
Hey, Frank, have a good weekend.
All right. Hey, Lou, thanks, man. You were cool. You were great.
Yeah, Suzanne, I'm thinking about you. You didn't make it to Inner Sight on the Follicks.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, you're the best. You take care.
Hey, Louie, you're the best, man.
Okay, wish I could come over your house.
I love you. You can come over anytime you want.
Okay, right. Okay, Frank, have a good weekend.
Let me know so I'll be home.
Okay.
We'll get a pizza pie.
Okay. Have a good weekend, Frank.
All right, Lou. Take care, brother.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Inner Sight. And, you know, like I always say now, it's all in fun. Don't take this seriously. And don't try any of this at home, you know. you know, like the old dental trick, you know, where you know, you have a toothache, and you don't want to go to the dentist, so you use the old do-it-yourself kit. Tie the string around the doorknob and around your tooth, and boom, slam that door, you son of a bitch. I mean, all right, don't try that at home. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. Hope you had a little crazy fun. You know, we just make this stuff up as we go along. We do not rehearse this show. There's no rehearsal. All right, make it up as you go along. And don't forget the big Disney trial coming up with Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, and Mrs. Mouse, and the Spanish lawyers protesting the testimony of Donald Duck. We don't need it. Will you get them out of here? Inner Sight. I'll tell you something. This Spanish governor makes Donald Duck look bad. He's never going to be president. Everybody's going to hate him. So, Mr. Sanchez, get smart and settle this case. You know, give a lot of money to the kids or something, you know. Anyway, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Our email, innersight1621620@gmail.com. Send us an email. And once again, our deepest condolences to Lorraine for her aunt. We're going to try to attend Sunday at the funeral home. Thank you very much, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world, Inner Sight. With the biting buzzards. Biting buzzards. Good night, everybody.